At this point, I want to suggest that you restructure your financial statements, particularly the income statement or profit and loss statement, in order to get the most out of it. But to help you do this, I want to share with you a typical before and after example. Please open up the additional resource, Before and After Financial Statements, before we go further. Let's flip through the first income statement, the before, together. And the focus here isn't on the particular numbers, but rather on the format and the structure. These financial statements are normalized to $1 million of top line, but the underlying data is real. First, note that it is 6 pages long, and I actually condensed it a bit for this illustration. That's simply too long for anyone to digest. Also note that it starts with travel, but that category represents only 4% of the revenues, while employee costs, which represent 67% of income, don't show up until page 3. There's an extraordinary amount of detail here, which is distracting to the big picture. In some cases, there are line items that represent only a few dollars of cost. Is that really meaningful? Also notice that there are employee costs scattered throughout the income statement that are not part of labor costs, but really should be. Payroll fees and medical insurance, for example. Also, note that everything is displayed to the penny. I know this point may sound trivial, but this is a needless distraction, especially when trying to line up multiple periods across the page. We'll talk about this concept more when we discuss trend analysis in the next module. Now, look at the after income statement. It can be presented neatly on one page. None of the detail is lost, as we can still drill down on the underlying costs. Also note that the accounting manager took the time to add a column for percentage of income, which is very helpful, especially when you're dealing with actual data which is not normalized to a nice round $1 million starting point. Finally, note we added a percentage of operating costs as well. One can quickly see the first 3 expense rows represent 77% of total costs. Pretty easy to see where one should focus, isn't it? Also note the profit at the bottom of the page compared to the loss in the before example. This wasn't developed for illustration. This is an example of a real turnaround. As an exercise, restructure your financial statements. You can use Excel, Word, colored pencils, highlighters, whatever it takes to get them organized in your mind. Then take it to your controller or bookkeeper or accounting manager and have them put it into effect. This exercise should take a few hours to perhaps a day, depending upon how much input is needed from people in the company. I encourage you to do this before you move to the next module.